The Library Lane underground parking structure in Ann Arbor is up and running, and while some finishing work is still being done, the new facility is receiving rave reviews. Now the question becomes, what's going to win rave reviews from the land above the structure? I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment, a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Several ideas have been bandied about for what is now a concrete surface that used to be the library lot. It's being used for additional parking right now and will likely stay that way until such time a decision is made on how best to utilize the space. Our guest this morning is Will Hathaway, and Will is spokesperson for the group Library Green Conservancy. This is a grassroots group that's pushing for the property to be developed into green space. Will, good morning, and thank you for coming into WEMU.
Well, thanks for having me, David.
Well, if you can, paint us a word picture of what your group envisions for this space above the underground structure.
Ever since the county courthouse was torn down downtown Ann Arbor back in 1954, we've lost, as a community, our town square. The lawn of the courthouse used to play that role for the community. And this site has been talked about for many, many years, the site known as the Library Lot, mm-hmm. Next to the downtown library on South 5th, as the potential location for that town square to be recreated. And so we're basically trying to revive that idea. We're trying to engage the community in thinking about it, and we're trying to press the decision makers. Ultimately, City Council decides what will happen with that property and other publicly owned sites downtown. We're trying to press them to really give serious consideration to creating that town square, a public open space in the downtown.
Well, certainly the conversation that is being bandied about in the community would include some public space, but you have a grander vision than just a small parcel, correct?
Yes, Mayor Heftje has made clear that there's always been envisioned some square, some little portion of public space. But if you look at the designs that they've put out, the site plans, it's a very, very modest space. And in fact, the only way that it looks large at all is if you include a street closure on this new Library Lane through street that they've built.
And that would largely be for special events.
Yes, right. And in you know, you'd have to go through all sorts of permit processes and so on. And instead, we'd like to have a really legitimate town square that people could use without having to go and get a permit, that you could go and gather with friends. Children could have a place to play. People could go to the library and then sit outside. There's really nothing like that. And this space really isn't that huge. It's not large. But what we're proposing, at least as an interim step, is to dedicate the front portion of that lot along South Fifth Avenue as a public plaza.
At one point, there was the notion to build a hotel conference center on that spot. And in fact, the underground parking structure was constructed with the idea that the top would be used for some sort of major development. And a lot of extra money was put into the underground parking structure in order to make sure that it could handle the weight of said proposal. How do you justify making this an open space when there's so much money invested in the idea of development in the future?
Well, it was kind of a speculative investment. I'm not sure that if you you really talk to the community that they would feel that there was a kind of thoughtful consideration prior to that. But it is what it is. There's at least, I think, the figure I've heard is $6 million extra invested in these reinforced footings. When you look at a diagram of a construction plan for the site, you can see that the reinforced footings, and actually you can sort of tell if you go down in the underground structure, you can sort of look at the footings and see.
Right.
They're mostly towards the back of the site. So really you wouldn't be losing the value of all of that foundation work, that speculative foundation work, by placing a public plaza towards the front of the site. You really only be sacrificing maybe a small portion of it. And our group has been clear, and there's other folks, the Downtown Citizens Advisory Council, for example, have made clear that they would like to see a mixed development of the site, a real legitimate public plaza, yes, but also, you know, some kind of building construction on the towards the rear of the site.
And the Library Green Conservancy has no objections to that, correct?
Well, there's a wide range of points of view within our group. We're not monolithic. And so there's right. some folks who, you know, want the whole thing to be green, and they're, you know, still furious about the whole idea of the way that it was built. And there's others of us who say, well, look, you know, it's a wonderful, I myself included, it's a wonderful asset, this parking structure. Let's put an appropriate crown on top of it. Let's have a kind of a public space that isn't just a place to sit, you know, but something that really shines and sort of becomes perhaps even emblematic of our community.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. Our guest today is Will Hathaway. Will is spokesperson with the group Library Green Conservancy, which is a grassroots group pushing for the property above the new underground parking structure in Ann Arbor to be turned into open space and green space. Well, obviously, the city's idea of creating some development on the property is to bring in more tax revenue, increase business density in the downtown area. How can an open space or this green space be economically viable in these kinds of times?
Well, there's a concept called place making, this is actually something that Mayor Hiefje is a proponent of. He's encouraged people to think along these lines. And what we've seen in other communities, some of them large and some of them smaller than Ann Arbor, is that you can create a public open space in the downtown, in a urban setting, and it can become an engine for economic development, that the surrounding buildings can be sort of rejuvenated. There will be new uses. It can attract new development. It can pull people downtown or keep them downtown. I think, you know, Ann Arbor other surrounding communities, Ypsilanti too, have demonstrated a lot of creativity in terms of creating festivals and so on. But the problem with some of the festivals in Ann Arbor is that they require street closures. And that helps some businesses, but other businesses it hurts. So I think having a space like this where you could stage festivals and events that wouldn't necessarily require closing down Main Street could be a benefit. And it could serve to link this sort of elusive linkage of the State Street campus business area and the Main Street business area. This is something I know that people
have pushed
for.
So you see this fitting into the city's master plan and the Downtown Development Authority's plan?
Yeah, I think so. This corridor has been labeled a civic corridor, the South Fifth Avenue area. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to the library. I think it could prove to be, when linked together with the existing small park on the corner of Liberty and Division, the Liberty Plaza, if it was designed in such a way to link those two things, it could rejuvenate that whole block and sort of open up all sorts of possibilities.
There is private property involved.
Yes.
So is the owner of the private property willing to take on something that would include this kind of open space?
Well, there's a lot of work that has to go
right.
into this. Our members of our group have talked with First Martin Corporation. They're, I think, the largest private property holder on that block.
Right.
And they do own some key parcels. And I think really what it would be great to see is a kind of leadership from the city government in working together with these private property owners, these developers who have parcels downtown, to see what kinds of compromises and arrangements might be made. I'm sure there's trade-offs that could be made. There's tools that we feel that the city has at its disposal in terms of working with private developers that they haven't really used yet.
It is a conversation that's going to take some time, and we'll have to move forward. So what's the next step?
Well, there's an immediate step for voters in the Ann Arbor, in city of Ann Arbor, because there's a primary election in coming up in just a few days, and so I think it's a golden opportunity for people to look closely at the candidates and not just their position on this particular question, but sort of how they go about gathering input from the public for making decisions about public resources. And I think there's this process that the city council has asked the DDA to oversee called Connecting William Street that includes the library lot. So I think people should seek out opportunities for input into that process.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I wish we had more, but I'm sure this is an issue we'll visit again down the road.
Well, I hope so. Thank you very much.
That is Will Hathaway. He is the spokesperson for the group Library Green Conservancy. And for more information about the group and its vision for the library lot property, visit their website at www.a2centralpark.org. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature every Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.